Hey, geekles and nerdlings.
Yes.
It's your boy, the director, Chris Killing, coming to you live December 1st, 2019, the first day of the last month of this decade. And tonight's Geek Cultural Podcast is going to be about the holiday season, the gifts, and the movies that are coming out for each of the nerds and geeks in your life. Always with me is Sarah the Ted, and
hello.
We're going to go talk about this. We're going to roll it to you. We're going to see some ideals about what's going on. First off, I'm going to start with, I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. We did. We, in the desert of Richcrest, California, got snow, which is rare. It's been 8 years. We started the Christmas season off right with Die Hard.
Yes, we did.
And with that being said, I'll have Sarah the Ted roll down a few of the gifts you could give your loved ones for the holidays.
Yes. I know it's like 25 days until Christmas, but there are those people that are like really hard to shop for, and you haven't got, or you haven't even started your shopping yet, because you know it gets expensive every year to go shopping. So basically, the gift guide, there's a Geek Gift Guide of 2019. I'm gonna give you some lowdowns, of course, because of Star Wars coming out, the new Star Wars movie, The Mandalorian TV series on Disney Plus, all that stuff. Star Wars Legos have always been a really big item. They're on the list of big items to buy. You've got items like there used to be this place online, which is no longer online, called ThinkGeek, which is now through
GameStop.
Thank you.
Which means I think you can find it on their website as well.
Yeah.
I've been told that the advertisement of ThinkGeek going over to GameStop was a mess. But yes, you can. In-store and online at GameStop is where you should be able to find your geek needs.
Yeah, your geek needs. They had a lot of stuff. I mean, I bought Autumn this really cool book bag that actually looked like a book. And she took it down to WonderCon last, not this last WonderCon, but 2018's WonderCon. And she got so many comments on it. I really wanted one, but I cannot find them through GameStop at the moment. So I have to search for it now.
Have you considered looking online?
Yes, I haven't looked hard enough yet.
Oh, okay.
That's my thing. Our son is into Nintendo. And they have all sorts of Nintendo things, like you need a nightlight, you can get yourself a light-up question block, you can get yourself an alarm clock that looks like one of the Mario characters. The biggest item right now for Nintendo geeky things for Christmas is, you know, you've got your angel that you put on top of the Christmas tree, or you got your Christmas star. Well, Nintendo fans and fans of Mario are putting the Mario star on top of the Christmas tree, which I think is kind of cute. But Disney anything, if you got a fan that's, you know, Disney fan, they'll take about just about anything Disney, basically. Geek apparel, shirts, socks, geeky underwear, you can go whatever geeky, they will, you know, your geekling, or what did you call it? I called it a geekling.
It's a nerdling and a geekle.
Yeah, geekle. Your geekle would love it. Movies, TV series, you know, if your loved one loves the hard copy of a movie or a TV series, There's tons of them out there, you know. That's always a good gift. There's also tech. Don't forget about the tech geek. out there, tech nerd, you know, you've got your, me and Chris, or Chris and I should say, are into the cameras. He's film camera, I'm movie camera. You know, we like the geeky stuff.
You're a movie camera?
Well, no, I'm not a movie camera. I'm still photography.
You're photography.
Sorry.
Film and movies, the same thing. Don't steal my gig.
Sorry. Sorry about that. We are, you know, we do that. So, you know, I'm always looking for the coolest, for something that does with my still photography. And I've noticed he's been looking at a lot of your film equipment and stuff like that. So, you know, you got your geek out there. Also, you know, for the kids, there's like tons of stuff, you know, they still got your, on the top list of things like, you know, hey, Mr. Potato Head. Mr. Potato Head has been cool forever. And now, you know, you still got your Mr. Potato Head. You've got your, a lot of new toys now are like your STEM toys, your science, technology, engineering, and math toys. Computer toys, robots, stuff like that. Those are becoming pretty popular.
Oh, and retro toys, the ones I'm excited about, the WWE Masters of the Universe crossover.
Yes, if you are one of those people that like sharing your childhood with your child, you know, it's always cool to get them like a retro toy, like He-Man, or, you know, back, you know, old.
However,
school stuff.
I'm talking about the new WWE line of toys that are being crossed over with the new Origin series of Masters of the Universe.
They're also
they should be out at Walmart exclusively right now, called Masters of the WWE Universe, that is going to slide in with next year's Masters of the Universe Origin toys. Yes. I'm excited, and again, I'm going to jump in because I'm excited for a few things. One, as a geek, Star Wars is coming out. Episode 9. Finally, the finishing of the Skywalker saga.
December 20th.
Makes me happy.
That one comes out.
I highly recommend, if you haven't seen it on, and it's a shameless plug, Disney Plus, The Mandalorian is so good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give it away. Just if you're on social media, you probably saw the kid, the baby, and yeah, I honestly think that's pretty much what ends up generally selling the show, but it is a good show.
Yeah. Well, there's, you know, you've got, now since you're going with Star Wars, we can go with movies that are coming out this holiday season. Before the end of the year. You've got, like he said, Star Wars Rise of Skywalker on December 20th.
That's all I know, Star Wars. I don't know anything else.
Well, I know there's people into certain things, movies based off of books. This one's been done a few times. You've got your Little Women. It's coming out Christmas Day with Emma Watson, if you're an Emma Watson fan. Emma Watson fan from Harry Potter. You know, hey, Little Women. You've got your, what is it, the third installment of the Jumanji series?
Yeah, the third one. I've not seen the remake series.
I have not either.
I like the original Jumanji, and Zathura was okay.
That one comes out December 13th. So if you're into that one, Spies in Disguise is an animated series with Will Smith in it. Where something happens to him and he ends up turning into some blue bird of some sort. It looked funny. That one comes out Christmas Day. If you haven't seen it, which we haven't seen this movie, we'll be seeing it December, I should say we'll be seeing it this Saturday. This coming Saturday, Frozen 2. If you haven't seen it, I hear it's really good. Go see Frozen 2. Cats. I'm on the fence with this movie because I know people that liked the musical and actually went and saw it on Broadway. But it looks weird. It looks really weird to me. You know, it's got all certain good actors in it. You know, I'm not going to say Taylor Swift is a good actor, but it's got, besides Taylor Swift, it's got other good actors. Idris Elba. It's got,
I think, isn't Keith David in it?
I'm not sure. He might be in it, but there's, you've got so many of them in it. And I hear that one's, you know, not saying they're not talented actors and actresses. It's just, it looks kind of weird. And it's going, and it's piquing my curiosity on,
Ian McKellen's in it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's piquing my curiosity on the furry community and cosplay at comic book conventions of next year. Once this movie comes out, I'm wondering how many are we going to see at WonderCon dressed up as cats. Well, and that's always piqued my curiosity.
Well, I've noticed on going to conventions, which is usually the high point of most of our podcasts when we get to them, mm-hmm. is that they follow trends.
Yes.
So, like last year, you saw a lot of, or this last WonderCon, you saw a lot of Shazam. A lot of Aquaman too.
A lot of Aquaman, you know, and it's like when, my mind has been a little blank lately. When I come to it, I'll let you know. Oh, but no, I really can't think of what I was going to say. Sorry about that, people. But yeah, like Chris was saying, a lot of trends. When movies come out, that character gets done a lot. Harley Quinn, sorry. A lot of Harley Quinns, you know.
Yeah, but even at that, movies. Harley Quinn is consistent. And I'll be honest, going to the conventions, I'm always down with the cosplayers who do somebody like... You wouldn't think of, like, last year. This year, we saw some older cosplayers do Star Trek, and somebody was Q from Next Generation for those Trekkies. I was actually impressed, because I don't know anybody who would cosplay as Q.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. But anyway, we've got that. For the horror fans out there, there's a movie called, it's considered a cult classic. It came out in the mid to late 70s called Black Christmas.
The 8th iteration of Black Christmas.
Seriously.
Well, okay. At least third.
Third, it's the third. But seriously, they redid Black Christmas in the early 2000s. I don't understand why they have to redo it again. I didn't care. Me personally, I didn't care for the remake. And I have seen the trailer for this one and it didn't do any better. They really didn't. I wish they would have, you know, the original was the best one. I don't know why they had to mess with, you know, good thing. But, you know, that's how Hollywood is. But those are movies that are coming out. You know, you got Black Christmas coming out on the 13th as well. You know, those are some movies that are coming out. I know Star Wars is the big one for the end of the year movies that are coming out. So
didn't you say Artemis Fowl was coming out?
Not this year.
All right.
Next year, we have a list of movies coming out. I have a list. They're redoing Dune. Dune's for all you sci-fi fans that like Dune. That one's coming out. You've got your next James Bond movie called No Time to Die.
Which is the last Daniel Craig movie. It is, he's confirmed that, I think I read it on comic book movie now or whatever, that it said that was definitely his last James Bond movie.
You got Godzilla versus Kong.
Okay, I'm kind of down with the kaijus. I like the original.
So you got that one. There's this horror movie that struck my interest called Last Night in Soho. So I'm like, oh, okay. That one sounds interesting. We've got Steven Spielberg doing a little redone. He's redoing a movie, West Side Story.
Can we not call it little? Because I don't see Steven Spielberg doing anything little ever.
Well,
have you seen Jaws, his first movie?
He's doing West Side Story.
Oh, and he did that little thing called E.T.
Mm-hmm. Well,
And Indiana Jones. Are kind of staples to most
loosely
of our generation.
It's got a girl, woman in it called, her name is Rachel Zegler, which this is her first movie. And she's Maria. So no one knows who she is. I looked her up. I was like, I don't know. I have no clue who she was. So Maria. And then if you know Ansel Elgort, he was Augustus Waters in A Fault in Your Stars. He was also...
He was in Baby Driver.
Baby Driver. He was also in Paper Towns. And he was also in the Divergent series. He's playing Tony, which I think is... I was like, oh, interesting. So... you know, he's going to be that. We have, let's see what else, Mulan, the next live action coming out, which I've known plenty of Disney fans that are disappointed in the fact there's going to be no singing in this movie.
You know, from watching the trailers that I've seen, I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of glad. I think that them playing it basically a straight up story like that, I think it'll do it better justice.
I'm just hoping that they don't mess up my favorite princess. You know, so because I'm watching trailers, but I'm not watching all of them. So I'm just trying to keep the mystery alive when I see it. So, if you liked that movie, The Quiet Place, they're making a sequel. That one comes out next year. I actually liked it. I thought it was a cool idea. The whole thing. My movie's coming out. I'm all excited. That's why I'm called Sarah the Ted. I'm called Sarah the Ted for a reason. And I'm excited for Bill and Ted's. It's called, hold on. It's called Bill and Ted Face the Music. I'm all excited for that one. Yeah, I can't wait for that one. If you are a Martin Lawrence and a Will Smith fan, I mean, as in if you like these two together when they act, and you saw the Bad Boy movies back in the day, they're doing another one called Bad Boys for Life. That one is coming out. You know, I think those two are pretty good together. They make a good duo on screen. I don't understand the point of this movie. I really don't think they should have made a sequel to it, because I like the first one, but I don't know if I'm gonna really be like, oh yes, this is a sequel. Top Gun, Maverick,
which actually got filmed out here.
Yes, which actually did get filmed out here. Everybody was excited. The fact actually know somebody that worked at the Dollar General out in Inyokern at the time, and he says that Tom Cruise's people said that Tom Cruise was being a big baby about how hot it was out here when they filmed it. So, you know. Anyway, if you are a fan of the Kingsman movies, they're making a prequel. They made a prequel called The Kingsman. And I like the Kingsman movies. I thought they were pretty good. So you got The Kingsman that comes out. And, if you're into, like I said, movies based off of books, you've got one called Personal History of David Copperfield. That one looked interesting. Disney, it's got another few coming out. Jungle Cruise, yes, based off the ride, the Jungle Cruise.
I'm not gonna lie, I was actually impressed with the trailer. I was like, oh god, The Rock in another movie. Sorry, I know he's talented. I'm just not into movies because they have The Rock in it.
Yeah.
And because it's the Jungle Cruise, whatever. But it actually does look like it's going to be
pretty
funny.
I like the Jungle Cruise. I like the sarcastic Jungle Cruise skipper. You know, it works, you know, but...
switch sides.
And watching the trailer for it, if you've been to Disneyland and you've been on that ride, there's a scene in one of the trailers that is just like hilarious because it goes with the ride to a T. And it's like, yes.
This eighth wonder of the world, the back of water.
The backside of water. And it works so well. I really enjoyed it. But, you know. Then there's going to be a Pixar movie with Tom Holland in it called Onward, which looks really cute. And then again, you've got another one for your horror movie fans. If you're a big Halloween fan, which I am, as in the movie-wise. The next Halloween movie called Halloween Kills. That one's coming out next year as well. That one looks pretty good. Video game movies that are coming out. You've got Sonic the Hedgehog. That one, you know, disturbed Sonic the Hedgehog fans when we first got to see the look of Sonic. Looks better now. If you've seen what it looks like now, he does look better. Uncharted, that's a good video game, which that's going to be a movie. And if you're familiar with the video game Monster Hunter, that's going to be also a movie next year. You got another Conjuring movie, Conjuring 3. Another Insidious movie's coming out. It's called The Dark Realm. I think that Insidious is supposed to be the last Insidious movie. Dr. Dolittle. None of this Eddie Murphy type Dr. Dolittle. This is going to be a remake of the Gene Wilder Dr. Dolittle, which was okay. Eddie Murphy's version was modernized, you know, they modernized it way, you know, which was cool. No problem there, you know. But the classic wise, I've always been a fan of the original Dr. Dolittle, so I'm looking forward to this one. There's another Disney movie called Soul. I actually saw what these things look like. I looked them up. There's these like little brightly colored things that they're like glow that look like souls, basically. I'm not quite sure exactly what the movie's about, but it's interesting enough. It looks cute. Another horror movie called Underwater. Not quite familiar with that one. Now Disney's doing a movie based off of a book series that I know a lot of kids that have read it, which like I'm going to watch this movie and see if it strikes me to get the series to start reading it to little Chris. Artemis Fowl. It's like a modern take on Harry Potter, basically, from what I understand. That looks really good. And the one movie that I'm so excited for, because I'm a big fan of this, is Ghostbusters 2020. I am loving the fact all the Ghostbusters are coming back and they're going to do a tribute to Egon. Egon's my favorite Ghostbuster. He always has been. And they're going to do a tribute to him. So I'm excited about that. And I'm also excited because I'm a Paul Rudd fan and Paul Rudd's going to be in it. So that's a big thing there. You also got Barbie. Margot Robbie is going to play Barbie. That went back and forth because they were like saying, you know, they had like several people to play Barbie, and then it was a whole, oh, you're fat shaming this person because of Barbie, this and that, and then they finally found their Barbie. If you're a fan of Eddie Murphy's stuff from the 80s, which is that's good Eddie Murphy, they're doing a Coming to America 2. Watch Chris over here.
I'm so excited.
Big fan of Coming to America. He's a big fan of that movie. Now
1980s Eddie Murphy is the best.
Yeah, exactly. They're remaking the movie The Witches. Love that movie growing up. Still haven't showed it to Lily. Need to find it and show it to Lily. Love The Witches. They're going to redo that one. King Richard, another movie based off of King Richard. So that's, if you're into the movies, into movies like that, that one's coming out. They're doing Minions 2, which is Rise of Gru, comes out next year, which I like the Minions, so I thought that's kind of cool. Now we've got our superhero movies. I put these all in a category of their own. Birds of Prey comes out February 7th.
Okay, so I'm going to say yes, I'm going to see it because it's a comic book movie. I'm not going to lie, from what I have seen, of this Birds of Prey movie, I'm not excited. It is Harley Quinn focused, which Margot Robbie is a great Harley Quinn. I loved her in Suicide Squad. I'm just not feeling a Harley Quinn Birds of Prey type vibe. I mean, keep the Birds of Prey on their own because they're just, yeah. Just bear that weight. Mm. However, I will see it and support it because it's a comic book movie.
Exactly. New Mutants. Marvel Horror. They have been having a hard time with this movie figuring out when it should come out. Or if they even should release it. Or if they should bring it out just to Netflix. Or what, you know. Now I'm hearing it's supposed to actually come to theater on April 3rd.
Scott Maisie Williams from Game of Thrones.
It's got that, what's his face from Stranger Things? I can't think of the guy's name.
Who played the brother.
Played Will's brother.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to it because I, like, of course, I'm a horror fan. And I'm excited that they were going to go that route with superhero movies. Because this one, New Mutants, is based off of, obscure X-Men that we don't get to see?
New Mutants is just another X-Men title. What I read, the guy who actually directed it just wanted to make a horror movie in the comic book genre. And so, I don't know. I'll give it a chance. I'm not really excited about it, but I'll give it a chance.
Yeah. And then we got Black Widow.
I am excited about Black Widow because finally I get Taskmaster. I've been waiting for him to show up forever, and finally we get probably one of the coolest bounty hunters ever.
Which comes out May 1st. Now, if only if they put Beta Ray Bill in a Thor movie, he'd be that'd be the end of that. He'd be so upset.
Hey, just stop. Leave Beta Ray Bill out of this. I like Beta Ray Bill. Besides, his name's kind of fun to say.
Exactly, yeah.
Which I hear Love and Thunder he may appear in.
Oh, interesting.
With the Almighty Thor, which is different than Thor because the Almighty Thor is Jane Foster's version of Thor, who in the comic books, Odin's son becomes unworthy and she's actually suffering from breast cancer, as in chemotherapy, and she ends up with the power of the mighty god of thunder. And honestly, I read the first graphic novel and I was quite impressed with it.
Now, my superhero movie's coming out next year, which I'm so excited for. Wonder Woman 1984.
I liked Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. I'm not excited by the poster they had showed. I knew they were going with some sort of 80s vibe theme. I just thought the way the poster was done,
it does not feel 80s vibe-ish.
Wasn't, I think it was for the loud neon colors.
Kind of looks like what I did with the Expected Sight Trip.
Okay, yeah, sure. Which we'll be launching, shameless plug, we will be launching the crowdfunding for that here soon. We're in the last bits to get our financial numbers down so we can proceed with that. Yeah. Anyways,
But Wonder Woman 1984 comes out 2 days before my 40th birthday, June 5th. So, okay. Then we got this movie called Morbius. Comes out July 31st. For you Marvel fans,
No.
But
okay, so
you should know who you are.
As we know, Sony owns the rights to Spider-Man. If you did not know this, back in like the late 80s, early 90s, Marvel almost went broke and sold their rights off to movie rights to a lot of their popular characters to different companies. Spider-Man went to Sony, Ghost Rider went to Sony, they did movies. Fox got Fantastic Four, X-Men, Daredevil. I want to say Punisher. I don't remember who all got what. But so, right now, currently, if a movie's done, Sony had the rights to do it. Kevin Feige, the guy who runs the Marvel department in Marvel movies over in Disney, made a deal to bring Spider-Man into Civil War. He actually wanted him to have a bigger part, but negotiations didn't go well towards the end. Well, back when they did the Amazing Spider-Man, Sony did Amazing Spider-Man, they wanted to start to emulate Marvel and their shared universe and have the Spider-Verse, because Spider-Man has a diverse and robust amount of characters. So they're going to go, oh, we're going to do the Spider-Sony-verse. Well, the Spider-Verse. And after Amazing Spider-Man 2 fell flat, and for me it fell flat because it felt like they tried to shove too much information into like the last 10 to 15 minutes of film, and going, Spider-Man's my number one superhero since I was, yay high, way small. So I get, they have all these characters and they wanted to make movies, so they make the deal, and Spider-Man can be used in Marvel movies. But you gotta make movies for Sony that are Spider-Man. And you can tell because when they do the teasers at the end, it doesn't have anything to do with anything that Disney's doing. You look at the end of the Spider-Man Far From Home. Wait, was it Far From Home? Homecoming. And Captain America's at the end saying, oh, well, you wait and you find it's disappointment. Okay, I get it, because you're not promoting Disney and a Sony movie. I totally understand that. And then, it's been out long enough. If you haven't seen it, sorry. J. Jonah Jameson, done by J.K. Simmons from the original Raimi trilogy, comes back in as J. Jonah Jameson. And that's how they end the movie there, you know, to tease whatever happens. But at that time, Sony's like, we got these characters, we want to make a Venom movie, because, well, Sony has the rights to Venom, and Venom's a popular character. And they decided, I have to stop for a moment because I feel like I'm rambling. So they make Venom. Venom actually does okay, you know. I will say, for what the Sony Venom movie was, it wasn't bad. I was entertained. Tom Hardy is a decent actor. Honestly, I didn't like him as Eddie Brock. He was way too nice to be Eddie Brock, because growing up and Venom being one of my favorite villains, Eddie Brock's kind of a douchebag. Well, he is a douchebag.
Eddie Brock was a bully.
That too.
Yeah.
So the way the movie happened, for what it was, okay. I just hope that if they introduce him into the MCU like they're talking about, they change it up a little bit. I mean, honestly, I don't want to get into the black suit because the symbiote suit is my favorite suit.
And that comes to...
Oh, and now Morbius. Okay, so...
Yeah, Morbius.
Morbius is a Spider-Man vampire character that Jared Leto's playing, and this is part of the whole Sony Spider-Verse. You know, and now that they did Into the Spider-Verse, they think that this is totally going to be their bread and butter to be successful, whether it's for negotiations at a further date to get more money out of Marvel's most popular character ever when it comes to Disney or not, I don't know. But I'm down with Morbius to see how it is again. I don't know how down I would be to put all these characters right into the Marvel Cinematic Universe without a bit of a retcon and origin story a little bit. I'm just saying. And I know that right now they have just started Venom 2. Woody Harrelson is playing Carnage, who's also another popular villain. Perfect casting choice. But we'll have to see how that plays out.
Yes, Venom 2 comes out next year, October 2nd. So that's Venom 2. And we also got the last superhero movie coming out for the year of next year on November 6th, The Eternals.
Okay, so I'm not too familiar with the Eternals storyline. I know that that they're like a bunch of gods, and I know that the concept of the Eternals, I believe, was introduced in Guardians of the Galaxy, because I want to say that place with like the head, the celestial head or something.
Uh-huh.
I think that has something to do with it. I want to say I saw the Living Tribunal somewhere, but I can't remember. It's been a while since I've done my MCU watch, and I probably need to brush up on it at some point in the near future.
Yeah. So those were the movies, the superhero movies that are coming out next year. And that was just a rundown of some stuff that are coming out. I know there are things that come out that are just strictly to certain cinemas, you know, that don't come out to everything. But, you know, and this could be a change because, like, you're going with Godzilla versus King Kong, and that one was supposed to come out, like, they had two different release dates for that, and they're finally going to release it in November. So we've got a whole year to date for that one to come out. But, you know, sometimes, and like I said, New Mutants was supposed to come out a while ago, and they're finally going to hopefully bring it out April 3rd. Things could change, but these are just what they have right now on dates on when things are coming out, you know, so. You know, that's just a little bit of stuff for you geeks out there, you know, that are movie nerds that want to know, hey, what's coming out next year that maybe I can get a feel for or get excited about. So that's just a bit there for you. Do you have anything else?
No, I mean, I'm sure we'll do I guess this would be the year preview episode two, so
we've got this is like part one. We'll do parts of different other,
but you know, keep in mind things. It is the holiday season. I'm gonna take it back to some CK Project type vibes for a minute and say, keep in mind we came off of Thanksgiving and what we're grateful for. A lot of times people get caught up in the Christmas season. You gotta buy presents for the spouse, the family, you know. Sometimes money gets tight. However, from that point, I just wanna say, you know, it is that time of year. Be a little bit more mindful, because there's a lot of people out there who aren't as mindful. And just be safe. You know, just because there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of greediness, and just don't get caught up in that. It's not usually worth it, because I know you hear of stories of Black Friday, some dude got killed because he had an Xbox that somebody else wanted, or whatever. Also, keep in mind, as, geeklings and geekles and nerdlings, you know, if you want to connect games, and I'm not talking about video games, because obviously I was having this discussion with young Caleb. I find that it's one thing to play a video game with somebody, like right next to each other, and you have fun, but I feel that tabletop gaming, whether it's board games, card games, RPGs, I find, and this is me personally, I find that it's a better way to connect with people. I think you just connect on a different level than if you're just playing online or you're playing a video game next to somebody.
Exactly. Board gaming is a lot of fun, and that's a great gift as well, board games.
Again, you know, they got plenty of Star Wars games out there. The big Star Wars game right now going is Star Wars Legion. We just got into playing Imperial Assault, which I think at the moment they've kind of halted any more expansions, but there's quite a few of them. And that's the same with, we play Descent, which is also, these are done by Fantasy Flight. We're having a good time with these. We like campaigns. We like something to invest, you know, some time and strategy in, you know.
We've been playing a lot of Zombicide.
Oh, yes. Love Zombicide. If you've not played it, I recommend checking it out. It's done by Guillotine Games and produced by Cool Mini or Not. You know, they just did a Kickstarter for a second edition of the original. They're getting ready to come out with a Night of the Living Dead Kickstarter set from the original George R. Romero. Honestly, I read about it. It looks exciting. You know, zombies are always popular, and I just like it because it's a great team game. Another plug for the Geek Cultural Experience. We're getting some film equipment set up to where we're going to start filming some of our tabletop adventures so people can see at least how they're played. Maybe try to follow the stories that we tell. You know, again, it is that time of the year. You know, don't go broke trying to please everybody. You know, just take care of yourselves. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your loved ones. Even if you're your own loved one, hey, you know. You know, we're up on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr. You know, hit us a line if you want to talk about, share your stories. We would love to hear them. And as we get our videos going, we're going to be producing them online so you can watch, so you could actually see the people behind the voices, unless you know us, which, if you're listening, I'm not going to lie, chances are you probably do know us. Thank you, Mom, Dad, a couple of friends. You know, mm-hmm. We appreciate it. Otherwise, anything else?
Yeah.
So, Geekles and Nerdlings from the director and Sarah the Ted, y'all have a good night.
Good night.